Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Jack Stolsteimer, and I'm the District Attorney of Delaware County. Very proud to be here with a lot of friends and colleagues who engaged in a very important discussion this morning and this afternoon about crime in Delaware County, and particularly gun crime, and how we are working together with our friends at PCCD and in the Shapiro-Davis administration to reduce violent crime here in Delaware County. I just wanted to say, to start off, when I was elected district attorney, as many of you know, 4 years ago, 4.5 years ago, I made it a priority to try to stop the violent crime, particularly the gun violence that has plagued the city of Chester for generations. We have created a partnership down there. I think Commissioner Gretzky was here earlier, but I know Corey Long, my other partner, is still here with me today. We have created a partnership for safe neighborhoods in the city of Chester that has made tremendous strides over the last 4 years. We've reduced the number of gun homicides in the last 4 years by 68%. But it is an ongoing struggle. We have recently had a number of fatal shootings in the city of Chester, and we are right now working with Dr. Taylor, Commissioner Gretzky, and I are all working together to make sure we get more resources into the city of Chester, along with Corey Long from Make a Change Group, to make sure that this summer in the city of Chester is safe. But Chester is just one part of Delaware County, and what Mike Pennington and the members of PCCD heard today was the needs and the requests of people from and law enforcement chiefs from the breadth of Delaware County, from our smallest boroughs and townships to our largest Upper Darby, which is the sixth largest municipality in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. So we're very proud. PCCD, Pennsylvania Commission on Crime and Delinquency, is an absolute partner, a wonderful partner for us on the ground in law enforcement, and they always have been. But they're even more so today under the Shapiro-Davis administration. Kudos to Governor Shapiro for appointing the Lieutenant Governor as the chair of PCCD. What he has done, and knowing Austin, nobody should be surprised, is he's gone on the road. He's gone to places like Delaware County and had the conversations with community activists, with law enforcement people, with policymakers about what our needs are and how the state can work to try to move them. I'm very proud to be a friend of Austin Davis. I first met him when he first came to Delaware County and was running for Lieutenant Governor. He had the common sense and just wherewithal to take me to my favorite restaurant in Delaware County. I was an Austin Davis guy from that moment forward. But his performance in office and the entire Shapiro-Davis administration, and I think Dr. Taylor will talk more about this as well, they have partnered with our entire county government to make sure we are taking care of the health and the welfare of the people of this great county. So with no further ado, if you don't mind, I'm going to turn it over to our Lieutenant Governor, who is back as he is frequently here in Delaware County, Lieutenant Governor Austin Davis.
Well, thank you, Jack, for that warm introduction. It's great to be here, and thank you for all the great work you're doing here in Delaware County to make sure people both have the opportunity to be safe and feel safe in their communities. Dr. Taylor, thank you so much for welcoming us here to the Delaware County Courthouse. It's an honor to be with you and for your leadership here in the county. The governor and I are both deeply grateful. To my friends in the legislature who've joined us, it's great to see you all. I think we're going to be spending a lot of time together over the next week and a half. So I'm excited to make sure that we enact a state budget that really continues the great work that you all are doing here in Delaware County to make sure we can replicate it all across Pennsylvania. I want to particularly thank the members of law enforcement who are here. You know, you all are a critical part of this public safety plan here in Pennsylvania, and we recognize that you all have a hard job to do and want you to know that we're standing with you as you do that job each and every day. I really also want to thank the boots on the ground, organizations like Making a Change Group, and organizations all across Delaware County and Pennsylvania that are on the ground making sure that they can interrupt violence, they can reach people where they are. We know we're not going to police our way out of this system, and so you all are an integral piece in making sure Pennsylvania's communities are safer. So thank you for all your hard work. You know, this is an issue I've been working on for nearly two decades. I got my start in public service when I was a teenager. I went to my first city council meeting after a shooting on my block. That event set me on a path towards public service to now serve as your Lieutenant Governor and the Chairman of the Pennsylvania Commission on Crime and Delinquency. We're working to ensure every Pennsylvanian can be safe and feel safe in their community. The governor and I have talked about that all across this Commonwealth. We believe it's foundational to make sure that people have a sense of safety and security. Whether you live in Newtown Square or Chester City, whether you live in a city like Philadelphia or the suburbs or a more rural community, every community deserves to have that basic right to safety and security. You know, this morning we learned about a mass shooting that happened last night in North Philadelphia. At least 7 people were injured, including a teenage girl. But every incident of gun violence is unacceptable here in Pennsylvania. That's why the governor and I are working so hard to make our communities safer. And there's some early evidence that our investments are working to reverse the surge in gun violence that started during the COVID-19 pandemic. Here in Pennsylvania, there was a 17% decrease in homicides statewide in 2023 compared to the year prior. We're making progress, but there's still so much work to be done. To combat the epidemic of gun violence, we need to take a comprehensive approach that addresses the root causes, invests in community-based organizations working to prevent violence, and supports law enforcement agencies. That comprehensive approach is happening here in Delaware County, and it's a model for the rest of the Commonwealth. And as you'll hear from some of the following speakers, Delaware County has made tremendous progress in reducing homicides and improving public safety. The county has also recognized the importance of addressing the root causes of violence, investing in programs that provide youth with a sense of belonging, keeping them off of the streets and out of trouble. In the last 3 years, PCCD has invested $35 million in state and federal funds to support 160 projects across Delaware County, including more than $10 million directly awarded to the county to support 23 projects addressing a wide range of public safety needs. Delaware County has, I'm going to give you a few examples, gun violence investigation and prosecution grant funds are supporting the district attorney's office. And the violence intervention prevention funds, which we call VIP grant funds, are being used to expand the county's successful GVIP program in the city of Chester in partnership with local police departments and community-based organizations like Making a Change Group. Recognizing the critical role that local law enforcement agencies play in keeping communities safe, PCCD has also awarded 17 grants totaling nearly $6 million to police departments in Delaware County to help train, recruit, and retain more police officers, as well as upgrade their systems and technology. We've also supported the critical efforts of our victim services providers who help provide people and communities with an opportunity to heal in the wake of gun violence, services that disrupt the cycle of trauma faced by so many gun violence survivors. Today, we're here in Delaware County, but over the past year, we've visited Philadelphia, Allentown, York, Wilkes-Barre, Pittsburgh, and Erie, all to talk about gun violence. Because the truth is that every corner of our great Commonwealth is dealing with this epidemic. It isn't just a Delaware County problem, it's a Pennsylvania problem, and it's uniquely an American problem. But it's a problem that we can and must do something about. And that's why the Shapiro-Davis budget calls for more than $100 million in state funding to address the epidemic of gun violence happening all across our Commonwealth. This includes increased resources for PCCD's successful VIP grant programs, as well as funding to support gun violence investigation and prosecution grant programs, programs that have helped make a real difference in not just Delaware County, but all across Pennsylvania. Building safer communities requires an all-hands-on-deck approach, and PCCD has been proud to support the county and local efforts to help make that vision a reality here in Delaware County. And I can tell you, under my leadership and the leadership of our executive director, Mike Pennington, who's here today, we're going to continue to be strong partners going forward. So I look forward to approaching June 30th when we wrap up this budget, lock in that $100 million to continue to drive out resources. And I want to recognize, for the first time in our Commonwealth's history, we're proposing the creation of an Office of Gun Violence Prevention, the first in our Commonwealth's history. We'll be the second state in the country to do so. So we're not playing when we say we're going to tackle the epidemic of gun violence here in Pennsylvania. And we couldn't do it without all the partners who are standing here today. And so it's my pleasure to introduce somebody who's my partner in the state Senate, somebody I get to serve with every single day, Senator Tim Carney.
Thank you, Governor. Thanks for coming back to Delco.
It's good to be back.
Always good to be here. Good to see you. You know, it's very encouraging to see the progress we've been making here in Delco, particularly in the city of Chester, really through the work of the community, the local police, and the district attorney's office. As my role as a legislator to advocate for what my constituents need from our state government and to use the power of the purse to make investments, including public safety. In the last few years, we've created new funding for violence intervention program and the gun violence intervention and prosecution grant program. And we're starting to see those investments pay off. But just because we're seeing progress doesn't mean we could take our foot off the gas, and the public knows it. You know, the murder of Muhammad Rahman outside the Al-Madinah Upper Darby Islamic Center in Upper Darby last year was a stark reminder to our diverse communities that gun violence is not isolated to certain social networks. That episode underscored the importance of our investigators, police, and prosecutors in preventing the further spread of gun violence when they apprehended the murderer this past winter. I also like to think we need to push for common sense gun control measures, like red flag laws. We were all horrified by the shooting and the house fire in East Lansdowne this February that destroyed the Lay family. In a situation like that, law enforcement could not respond after the fact. They needed measures like the Extreme Risk Protection Order to intervene before a mental health crisis or a domestic crisis gets out of hand. Constituents in my district are acutely aware that funding can't do it all, and the Senate Republican majority needs to act on all the gun reforms that the House has sent us. Finally, I'll just wrap up by saying that gun violence prevention really needs sustained investments. We need to see investment and encouragement in our youth every single year so that there's no lost generation of young people so disillusioned and alienated by society and community that we see the ways of gun violence that we've seen in recent years. Our schools, our community groups, our municipal programs, our athletic leagues, our arts, our social safety net, these are all pillars of gun violence prevention. And our state needs to ensure that they have the capacity to engage our youth well for our collective safety and for all our well-being. Thank you for letting me be here today. It's my pleasure to bring up my partner in the House, State Representative Jen O'Mara.
Thank you, and good afternoon, everyone. I'm here today to remind everyone that, as a state senator wrote on Twitter last weekend, gun violence is a policy choice, and it doesn't have to be. The Shapiro Davis administration, Delaware County Council, District Attorney Jack Stolzheimer, and members in the Pennsylvania legislature are working towards changing that. We're doing so right now as we work on our budget. Budgets, I've learned in Harrisburg, are a value statement. And the message that we are trying to send by making this huge investment in PCCD, by opening the second office of gun violence prevention in the United States, is that we here in Pennsylvania value public safety and doing everything we can to save lives. Gun violence impacts everyone across the Commonwealth. I learned that as a 13-year-old kid when I lost my dad to gun suicide, and it was reinforced 3 months after being elected when I got a phone call that a woman was murdered inside of the Wawa on Lancaster Avenue in 2019. We don't have to accept this, and we're trying to change it. In Harrisburg, we and the House have sent multiple pieces of legislation to the Senate, including House Bill 1018, which is the Extreme Risk Protection Order bill. That bill is another tool that law enforcement can use to interact and prevent gun deaths. We need to make sure that we get that bill over the finish line. We also need to make sure that the $100 million is included in the budget next week. And we're all standing here together to show you that we are committed in doing that here in Delaware County. And we know that it takes a coalition to make big change. And so that's why we have assembled such a strong coalition here for you today. I now want to introduce another elected official who understands the significance of coalition building. Dr. Monica Taylor is the chair of Delaware County Council. She was first elected in 2019 and was the first African American elected to serve to council. I feel like Monica is everywhere, and in being everywhere, she understands Delaware County and the issues that they face, and that's why she's working with all of us to make change. So please join me in introducing Dr. Monica Taylor.
Thank you, Representative O'Mara, for that wonderful introduction, and thank you, Lieutenant Governor Davis, for being here in Delaware County. Thank you, District Attorney Stahlsteimer, all of our elected officials who are here today, and members of law enforcement, along with the community members and community organizations who are gathered with us, to really address the topic of gun violence and to highlight the successes we're enjoying and to discuss the hard work that is yet to be done. Work that will be made much easier with the governor's office's proposal to invest an additional $100 million to reduce gun violence across the Commonwealth. Our achievements in Delaware County are not just numbers. They are a testament to human resilience and the power of cooperation. Thanks to the strategic investments from the Shapiro Davis administration and the Pennsylvania Commission on Crime and Delinquency, we have witnessed a remarkable 17% reduction in homicides in Pennsylvania in just 1 year. Here in Delaware County, with leadership from the District Attorney's Office under the leadership of Jack Stahlsteimer, the combined efforts of our many law enforcement agencies and the strong support from our local state officials, including Senator Carney, Representative O'Mara, Representative Curry, Representative Borowski, and our entire delegation, we've seen a 29% reduction in homicides, outpacing the statewide decrease and marking a significant milestone in our ongoing battle against gun violence in our region. This remarkable achievement is the result of a multifaceted approach, which includes enhancing law enforcement capabilities, supporting community-based interventions, and fostering environments where safety and peace can flourish. Thank you to PCCD, which has invested nearly $35 million in state and federal funds to support 160 projects throughout Delaware County. These funds have been crucial in addressing a broad range of public safety needs, including improving reentry supports, addressing behavioral health concerns, and enhancing crisis intervention. Pivotal efforts in advancing strategies to reduce gun violence and other violent crimes. Delaware County Council continues to work to further our county's capacity to combat gun violence through strategic funding and support. Council has approved a $40 million investment in the state-of-the-art emergency communication system, which was also in part supported by funding from our state. This will dramatically improve our response times and coordination in crisis situations. The technology not only enhances our operational efficiency, but also strengthens the safety net for our communities. We have also invested over $1 million in the InfoShare system to allow for better communication and coordination between our law enforcement agencies. We have also utilized ARPA funding to help fund additional detectives in our district attorney's office to help with investigations. The district attorney's initiatives to build community trust and resilience has been crucial to the success of our programs. These efforts underscore our commitment to not just respond to crime, but to proactively foster environments where safety and community welfare are paramount. Let me highlight the success of the City of Chester, where the DA's Chester Partnership for Safe Neighborhoods, with substantial backing from PCCD, has cut gun violence homicides by an astounding 68% between 2020 and 2023. These are not just statistics. These are lives saved, families preserved, and communities strengthened. As we move forward, it is imperative that we continue to invest in these proven strategies. The proposed $100 million in the 2024-25 budget by the Shapiro Davis administration will further empower us to sustain and expand our efforts. This funding is not merely an expenditure, but an investment in our future. A future where every resident of Delaware County can live without the fear of gun violence. We are grateful for the support from our state legislators and our partners in law enforcement and community organizations. Your commitment is the cornerstone to our success. As we reflect on our achievements, let's renew our commitment to this vital cause. Together, we can continue to make Delaware County a safer place for everyone. It truly does take a village, and County Council is proud to be part of this formidable force for change in Delaware County. Thank you, and with that, I would like to introduce one of our community partners, Chief David Splane, representing our law enforcement agencies. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Taylor. I appreciate the opportunity to speak. Thank you to our district attorney, Jack Stolzheimer, for arranging the meeting that we had this afternoon. It was amongst all law enforcement leaders in Delaware County. It was a great opportunity to speak with the leadership of PCCD. Mike Pennington, appreciate you coming out and listening to us this afternoon. We had the opportunity to express our concerns. Delaware County is a diverse county where problems in one end of the county might not be the same problems that are dealt with at the other end of the county. So Lieutenant Governor, I appreciate you coming out and speaking with us this afternoon as well. And I think we had a great conversation this afternoon. I'd say a majority of the police chiefs here in Delaware County, our law enforcement leaders, came out and took advantage of the opportunity to express our concerns. We talked about technology and the funding of technology and the residual costs of technology. We talked about gun violence. We talked about accreditation and funding, and that's what we look to PCCD and our elected officials for, is the funding to sustain these projects. And it was just a great opportunity to have a great conversation this afternoon. Thank you very much, and I appreciate that.
Thank you. Now I'd like to take a moment to introduce our next and last speaker, but the best we save for last. Corey Long is a personal friend. He's also the person who is the secret weapon to a lot of the work we've been doing in the city of Chester. He has real lived experiences. People in Chester trust him and believe in him. And so when he worked with us and said that he was going to make a difference to stop gun violence in his community in the city of Chester, people believed him, and the results speak for themselves. So I am proud to have our community partner come up here, Corey Long, the founder and executive director of the Make a Change Group, and he is making a change. Come on up, Corey.
Thank you, Jack. Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you to our Lieutenant Governor Davis for coming down and standing with us and having conversations about gun violence here in the city of Chester and Delaware County. Thank you to our state officials and to our county, Dr. Taylor, and all the other officials that are standing here with us. For me, gun violence hits directly home for me. As an individual that's born and raised in the city of Chester, Chester has a residency of roughly about 34,000 individuals. That's about, it sits within 565,000 residents of Delaware County. So roughly, Chester is about 6% of the county. 6% of the county, prior to the Community Partnership for Safe Neighborhoods, 6% of the county were responsible for 75% of the homicides. 6% of the county were responsible for 75% of the homicides. Now, to some of you, that may be just a statistic and a number, but to somebody like me, born and raised in that city, those are individuals that I know, that my friends know, that my family grew up with. If we didn't know them personally, we know their families and so forth. So to me, having the partnership of Jack and the DA's office and to Mike Pennington, PCCD, the Lieutenant Governor, and the Shapiro Davis administration has been extremely helpful in seeing a 68% reduction in homicides in the city of Chester. We look forward to continuing to do so throughout the county and throughout the state. So that's why this funding, this continued funding, is very important. This coalition that has been assembled here, I'm just proud to be a part of it. I'm thankful for all the partners that have joined us also. And let's continue to do the work, and let's continue to see change happen in Chester and in Delaware County. Thank you.
Okay, first of all, I want to point out that David Deloso, State Representative Deloso, has also joined us. Thank you, David. I also want to point out this podium is the perfect size for me. Don't you think? Can I have this one?
You can keep it.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. So for members of the media who are here, if you have any questions, remember the hard ones go to Lieutenant Governor and the easy ones come to me. Kathleen, do you have any questions? No? You guys, you all good? Thank you so much. I'm sorry we started a little bit late, but I think we
that
made
was
up
on
for
me.
It.
I apologize.
Delco traffic, something like that? Yeah. Thank you all for coming today. Thank you so much.